This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, especially troubling to a lot of folks is a short passage we find in Hebrews 6. The writer says there in verse 4, "In the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance." Well, some think that sounds a lot like a description of someone losing or forfeiting his salvation.
Hebrews 6 is a confusing verse on the surface. Here's how to look at it. It is describing people who have been enlightened, have tasted, have been partakers of, and again have tasted, and then fallen away, and cannot be renewed again to repentance. Most people would look at that and say, wow, that means you could lose your salvation. You could fall away and you could never again be saved. Well, if it does mean you can lose your salvation, guess what? It means you can never get it back. That's what it says. If you've fallen away, it's impossible to renew again to repentance. So if it teaches that you can lose your salvation, then when you lose it, you can never get it back. Of course, that's not what it teaches. What is it saying? It doesn't use any term connected with salvation. It doesn't say born again, regenerated, justified, nothing. Enlightened mentally, tasting the heavenly gift, sampling it, tasting the good word of God, the powers of the age to come. All these were descriptives of the people who lived in Jesus' time. They had all the revelation that could be given them, and they rejected it. It was impossible then for them to repent and believe.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more on this topic, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.